years, Indonesia experienced zero terrorist attacks.
Ancaman keseluruhan dari organisasi teroris Indonesia terus menerus.
The overall threat from terrorist organizations in Indonesia continued to decline throughout 2024, indicating the reduced operational capacity of existing terrorist organizations. For the second consecutive year, Indonesia also experienced zero terrorist attacks. And Dika further explained, in June 2024, senior leaders of Jamaah Islamiyah, which is affiliated with Al-Qaeda, one of the largest groups in Indonesia, had publicly announced the dissolution of the organization. The Global Terrorism Index is a comprehensive study that analyzes the impact of terrorism in 163 countries, covering 99.7% of the world's population. For Indonesia, the GTI, or Global Terrorism Index, is a comprehensive study that analyzes the impact of terrorism on 160 countries. And it's not just a ranking tool, but a valuable reference in decision-making to develop policies and strengthen counter-terrorism strategies. That was Ms. Lain from Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah.
manufacturer of love songs, Yohui Widianto, collaborates with three young Indonesian divas, Lyoda, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, or LKZ, in a song titled Apa Artinya Aku, or Who Am I, released on December 13, 2024. The song created by Arshi Widianto, who is Yohui Widianto's son. The song tells the story of the bitterness of unrequited love, describing the feelings of someone who loves deeply, but is only considered a second choice. In the song, Yohui Widianto returns with a beautiful musical arrangement with a sweet pop ballad nuance. The combination of piano notes, string section, and the distinctive vocal characters of the three singers, Lyoda, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, creates a stunning harmony. And LKZ with the song Apa Artinya Aku. Happy listening.
band of the Heavenly Kings. Enigmatic. Beyond transcendental. Taraja. Breathtaking landscape. Home of the mighty buffaloes. Picturesque villages. Untouched by modern life. Upholding old traditions. Displayed in crafts and feasts. Incredibly preserved. Remarkable funeral rites. Where the king's family comes together from all over the world. A magical celebration of an eternal journey to the afterlife. An ancient way of life celebrated. And beyond Taraja, in Sulawesi, there is a myriad of marvels. From prehistoric megaliths to the race of a lifetime. A feast of the senses. Endless stream of excitement. A never-ending adventure. In Sulawesi, wonderful Indonesia. Radio Republic of Indonesia, broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and live streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisaran, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
With
Production.
Here. In the legend of the Tutamagan, nine angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mamanua, a young boy. Mamanua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumadudu, became his wife. From the fated two worlds, a child was born. But one day, Mamanua made a mistake that forced Lumadudu to return to heaven. The angel said, should the child want to meet her, Mamanua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain, with the sun guiding their path. Lumadudu will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mamanua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of the Tutamagan ended happily ever after. And that was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels picked, Likuba. From Manado, this coastal city has a strong impression on first timers. The people are slow living here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape. Find the warm and embracing sunrise at Lanata Hill, where the light reveals the beauty of Thor's Minahasa. Hills and lines of trees are the beautiful beaches of Likuba. The fresh air, the clear sky, the white sand, and the pristine water. No one can deny its temptation. It welcomes both the comedy trees and the adventurous with boats, taking them to some hidden gems around Bulisan. Then the darkening and yet golden sky is not the depth of its beauty. Sunset in Likuba to show you its final glory once more before the night falls. That's the beauty of Likuba. Away from noises, anxiety, and deadlines. But believe me, it's always close to your heart. Come to Likuba. Come to your true home.
Or UNDP.